Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is December 28, 2017, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's podcast is, I Am Woman? This is a special year-end episode of the SGEM. Yes, it is time to reflect upon 2017, while at the same time looking forward to 2018. It has been an incredible year for a number of reasons. We've had some fantastic papers to review, excellent guest skeptics, and super SGEM extras. I am very energized to keep the momentum rolling for this knowledge translation project in 2018. Now, from my perspective, 2017 was the year of females in emergency medicine, or FEMINEM. This year-end SGEM Extra episode is a way to recognize some of the amazing women whose voices are changing the world of emergency medicine. The theme music is by Helen Reddy, called I Am Woman. Now, it's not from the 1980s. It was from 1975. Anyone who listens to the SGEM knows that my favorite number is 5. So I tried really, really hard to only have 5 superstar women to highlight. This proved to be an impossible task. The list just got longer and longer and longer. Quickly, I was up to 10, and then 12. Finally, I just had to stop at 15. At least it's a multiple of 5. Now, there are some other women who are also superheroes of science, supporters of the SGEM, but not emergency medicine physicians. I'm just going to mention a few before I get to the FEMINEM list. Of course, there is Dr. Jen Gunter, the gynecologist who took on Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. She is constantly wielding the lasso of truth. We did our first SGEM Facebook Live episode with Jen as an SGEM extra from the Batcave this fall. And that reminds me of Christina Roche. She is the co-host of the Reality Check podcast. She and her team at TRC put out a weekly Canadian podcast that explores a wide range of controversies and curiosities using science and critical thinking. Christina is always classy, never smart-assy. And the one other superhero of science that I wanted to mention was Megan Groth. She has been such a great supporter and contributor to the SGEM. As an emergency medicine pharmacist, she always reminds me that it takes a team working together to make sure patients are getting the best care based on the best evidence. All right, so let's get to the list. Now, there are 15 names here that we're going to go through, and they're in no particular order except for the first name and the last name. Otherwise, it was random. So the first is Dara Kass, and that's spelled K-A-S-S. Standing, of course, for kick-ass, and that's what she told me when I met her. She's the driving force and creator of FEMINEM. I had the pleasure of getting to know her this year and doing an SGEM Extra episode called Stronger Together. We discussed FEMINEM and the Female Information Exchange Conference that she was planning to hold in New York City. The Fix 17 event sold out, and it was so successful that they're now moving to a larger venue for Fix 18 on October 16th to 18th, again in New York City. This is to meet the overwhelming interest in this type of educational experience. If you're interested in attending, register now before it's sold out. And if you're interested in speaking, get your applications in by January 5th. And the second person is Diane Birnbaumer. I have admired Diane for a number of years as an educator. She is definitely a legend of emergency medicine. Over the last few years, it has been a privilege to be able to teach with her on the Emergency Medicine and Acute Care course, the National Emergency Medicine Board Review course, and the boot camp courses. And they're all part of the Center for Continuing Medical Education. Now, Diane has a strong interest in physician wellness, and we did an episode on the SGEM about mindfulness to prevent burnout. We also launched a research project together on mindfulness to improve physician wellness, and I'm looking forward to completing and presenting that research in 2018. The third person on this feminine list is Megan Rainey. This is someone I met for the first time this year, and I was just like blown away. It was like one of those wow moments. When you get introduced to someone, you think, how could I not possibly have known about this person? She was in Washington, D.C., testifying to Congress on guns. Now, as a Canadian outsider, it's always been difficult for me to understand the complicated relationship our neighbors south of the border has with guns and the Second Amendment. Megan opened my eyes, made me appreciate the nuances, and reassured me that there are things that can be done to make the U.S. safer without violating people's rights. She is also on the SAAM online board and an editor for Annals of Emergency Medicine. The fourth person is Heather Murray. She's a fellow Canadian. She's from Queen's University and an evidence-based medicine nerd, just like me. I got to meet Heather a few years ago at Grand Rounds in Kingston. She really knows her stuff, and she asked me some pretty tough questions. Heather's part of the Best Evidence in Emergency Medicine, or BEAM, faculty, and presents at Ski BEAM. If you ever get a chance to see her speak, take the opportunity. She could run a masterclass on slide design and oral delivery. Number five is Jillian Schmitz. This is another one of those, how did I not know about this amazing person? I first met her teaching the advanced boot camp course this year, teaching NPs and PAs. She walks into the lecture hall, hundreds of people are there, and she just owns the audience. She projects this calm confidence and delivers the information with such an accessible style. The next time I run into Jillian, it was at ASAP 2017. She's on her way to meet up with some other doctors and says, hey, Ken, you want to tag along? It turns out to be the ASAP presidential suite and to have drinks with the ASAP president-elect. Oh yes, Jillian is an ASAP board of director member. Number six is Esther Chu. Everyone should know about Esther after this year. This is because she sent shockwaves through the Twitterverse with a series of 10 tweets after the incident in Charlottesville. It started with a tweet that said, quote, I've got a lot of white nationalists in Oregon, so a few times a year a patient in the ER refuses treatment from me because of my race. There were 9 more tweets after that. You should read them all. It just exploded on Twitter. Now, we discussed this series of tweets about racism with Esther on an SGEM Extra called Stronger. She is also a senior editor for AEM and a contributor to Self Magazine and the Huffington Post. All right, we're getting close to halfway here. Jess Mason. She is also someone who is widely known that I did not know very well until this year. We had met before as part of the teaching course in New York City, but we did not really work together until doing EMRAP Live in September, and even made a Bat Doc video. Besides being emergency medicine faculty at the University of California SF Fresno, Jess is the producer of EMRAP HD, co-host of Continuous Core Content, and This Won't Hurt a Bit. All right, we're at halfway. KK Moody. She is probably best known for starting the Facebook group called EM Docs. It's a private space for emergency physicians to share the challenges and joys of emergency medicine. Kay is also the founder of Physician Wellness, an organization that aims to prevent physician burnout by encouraging sustainable professional satisfaction. We met for the first time at ASAP 17 in Washington, and I got to thank her personally for being so committed to physician wellness. This was done in the form of a Bat Talk video. Number nine is Natalie May. She is one of the most amazing people of many from St. Emlyn's and has a subspecialty in pediatric emergency medicine. Natalie appeared on the SGEM this year reviewing the quick wee method. She started her career in the UK, Manchester and Oxford, before heading south to Australia in 2015 to work for Sydney HEMS. We appeared on stage at Smack Chicago doing a parody of Jimmy Fallon's tight pants skit, Oh, I Cannot Sing, and we have a Bat Dog video from Smack Dublin. Number 10, Teresa Chan. She is a research powerhouse on medical education from McMaster University. And we've worked on a number of projects over the last few years, including publishing articles on social media for medical education, recording a fun holiday issue on early goal-directed dating, and producing SGEM Season Number 2 as a book. Teresa contributes to the FOMED site's Alium, that's Academic Life and Emergency Medicine, and Canadium. This year, she has, I may have read it wrong because this number is so huge, 19, yes, that's right, 19 abstracts to present at the Canadian Association of Emergency Physicians meeting in Calgary for 2018. You can see why she's a research powerhouse. Number 11. Oh, this one goes to 11. Actually, it goes to 15. Number 11, Kirsty Chalin. She's a consultant in emergency medicine with a history of medicine BSc and a PhD in health services research. Kirsty started on her own posting infographics of SGEM episodes called Paper in a Pick. I was blown away with her initiative and ability to present the information in a visual format. We eventually met in person in Ireland at SmackDub and made a Bat Doc video. And she's also been a guest skeptic on the SGEM. A relationship has been formalized, and Kirsty has her own Paper in a Pick section on the SGEM website. Her knowledge translation project has caught the eye of the team at Academic Emergency Medicine. As such, Kirsty is now the chief infographic creator, and I'm just making up that title. I don't know what the official title is, but she's going to be making infographics or paper in a pick for published papers in AEM. Number 12, Jan Schoenberger. She is another gifted educator that I have had the honor to have worked with as part of the Emergency Medical Abstracts team. She also teaches with me at the Emergency Medicine and Acute Care course, the National Emergency Board Review course, and boot camp courses, again, all organized by CCME. I'm a huge Jan fan and can understand why residents love her so much. She's been the residency program director at USC Keck School of Medicine since 2011. She's also a board certified and does research in palliative care. Jan is yet to be a guest on the SGEM, and this is something I must correct in 2018. All right, 13, Lauren Westerfer. She is a rising star in emergency medicine. I could tell 5 years ago when she first appeared on the SGEM as a medical student that she was, in a word, amazing. Lauren has been involved in a number of FOMED projects, including co-hosting FOMCast, so you never have to foam it alone. If you want to see how great a presenter she is, check out the presentation from Cape 15 about unlearning. There is also a Bat Doc video of Lauren at SmackDub. Number 14, Judith Tintinelli. Well, she is another legend of emergency medicine that was featured just this last summer on the SGEM. Judy needs no introduction because everyone in emergency medicine knows that she literally wrote the book on our specialty, Tintinelli's Emergency Medicine. Now, we've met a few years ago at an ASEP meeting, and since then, we've run into each other at various conferences. The most recent was at a Pura Vida conference in Costa Rica. Judy was a good sport and made a Bat Doc video with me. And number 15, and certainly I had to narrow it down to 15, but I had to end it somewhere. 15. This is Eve Purdy. I cannot think of a better way to end this special SGEM Extra focusing on Feminem than highlighting Eve. She is one of the most wonderful students I have ever had the privilege to know. Eve is an emergency medicine resident at Queen's University, and at the same time, she's doing a master's in anthropology. She can do more than just learn and teach. Eve can also sing really, really well. And this was proven by her cup song, and I'll put a link in the show notes so you can watch it. She's a great role model and inspiration for my two teenage daughters, demonstrating that they can do anything, just like Eve. Well, there you go. 15 Famine M's. Happy New Year, S-Jammers. We will be back early in 2018 with a structured critical review of the Ottawa subarachnoid hemorrhage rule with lead author Jeff Perry and guest skeptic Chris Carpenter. We'll still continue to cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year using the power of social media. Our ongoing mission is for patients to get the best care based on the best evidence. Now don't forget to download season number 3 of the S-Gem as a free PDF book. And if you have time, please leave a, let's see, a 5-star review on iTunes, like the S-Gem on Facebook, and follow the S-Gem on Twitter. Until 2018, remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.